good to talk some baseball with you. You're coming off a spring break. What a deal. You're down in a sunny place where the weather's nice. You come back to snow and a blizzard. How about that?
Yeah, it's quite the switch here. But if there's one thing that this team has really figured out is how to, you know, take adversity right in the face and just roll with it. I mean, we've dealt with a lot. It's about the same group of guys that it's been the last year or two, and just you know, going through struggles of coaching and everything, and just finding a way to, you know, finally getting the program in the right direction. Just finding a way to get it done. Already been some adversity this year with games getting canceled right off the bat. Had to wait an extra 2 weeks to play our first one, and all the, I can go on and on about all our struggles with the travel days in Florida with all the flight delays and flat tire on the way home from Kansas City at 4:30 in the morning, you know. But I'll tell you what, this is a minor inconvenience for the squad.
Well, going back to the weather, it's something fall and springtime in baseball that you just got to deal with. The weather's not going to be perfect all the time. You just play when the weather is nice and when you can get a game scheduled, can't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think my first outing, I think it was 36 degrees first pitch, so it was a little cold, but yeah, We're playing ball. That's just that Midwest baseball for you, honestly.
Exactly right. Can you believe this is it? This is your senior season. This, correct me if I'm wrong, this is it for you, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. It kind of snuck up on me, but here we are. And yeah, I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to give it one more go. And we started off pretty hot, a little heater going on, 10-1. So I'm liking our chances to do some damage this year.
As I say, this is the best start for your team since you've been on the program, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the best start we've ever had in like the history of the program too. So
that's terrific. Yeah. I know. I think 5 appearances so far. You've started, and also you've came out of the bullpen to get a save. So you've done a little bit of both, haven't you?
Yeah. So you know, in the fall, we have a few closers, and his name's Brady Bell. He's kind of a two-way guy. He wasn't throwing in the fall, so they experimented with me in the fall, and I was our guy in the fall. Every outing I had was innings either just 9 or 8, 9, and you know, I really thrived in that role. I excelled in it. That's something that you know, me as an athlete, my competitive nature, just kind of being in the heat of the moment, I thrive in that moment. So bouncing off of that, we get into the winter, and you know, I start throwing a little more, and then we come back and start going live, and my coaches kind of talk to me, and they're like, would you be okay with starting? And I'm like, you know, honestly, I'm good with whatever's going to make this team better. So, you know, they told me, they're like, we're gonna throw you where we feel like we have the best chance to win, and you know, that's kind of what we've been doing. I don't have a you know, defined role within the squad. We've got a lot of guys who can do different things, and I'm definitely one of them. So just kind of going off matchups and, you know, what's going on within our pitching staff. I'm kind of to quote Coach Christie, I'm the Swiss Army knife. You know, I can just kind of do it all. That's what he told me. We were talking about it yesterday, because we don't really have a plan for, you know, our rotation for this first weekend quite yet. It's not, like, set in stone. So he told me, he's like, yeah, just, you know, you be ready for whatever we ask of you. And, you know, it's pretty awesome situation for me to be in, for sure.
I'm sure you're one of those guys, I don't care where you're going to put me, start, relieve, play something. You just want to be on the field, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter. I could be coming in there twice a weekend and just being a, you know, a setup guy, or getting a couple outs, or, you know, I could start, I could, you know, be our closer, or maybe a long mid-release guy. You know, I've done it all within college, so I'm pretty comfortable with everything. So, but yeah, no, I don't think there's anything more fun than winning, and, you know, that's what we're doing right now. So whatever my role is, I'm good with it, because we're winning ball games, and this is it's quite the special thing we've got going on here.
Well, it's staying with pitching, it sounds like you got a heck of a staff. You got quite a few good arms on this team, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We, you know, the first three slotted guys, you know, in our rotation, Theo Hughes, myself, Robbie Ross, those are three guys last year that were let's see, Theo and I both threw 12 innings on the year, and I think Robbie is just a bit above us. But, you know, the talent's always been there. I think it's just the utilization and finding where these guys fit and where they can excel really showed some of our true colors as a staff, because the talent's always been there. It was just kind of more like how we should use these guys, because, I mean, yeah, I'll talk about Theo a little more. I mean, he's already thrown more innings this year than he did last year, I'm pretty sure. He's had two appearances. I'm getting close to the amount of innings I threw last year, and I've had three appearances. And, you know, I could talk about Robbie, and we've got a bunch of great guys out of the bullpen. I mean, this staff just has – I mean, the sky's the limit. We just got to put it together. I don't think we've had a we've had maybe a couple, I think, against Lawrence where we had a completely dominant, like, overall staff performance. I think we had a couple games where we gave up two runs apiece. And, you know, other than that, we haven't quite, like, put it 100% together. But there's a lot of talent on this staff. A lot of guys who can throw. I think all but one of the dudes on our rostered staff have thrown. And, I mean, in 11 games, like, that, it just shows the, you know, the depth and, like, you know, what we can do. So, yeah, no, a lot of talent within our pitching staff.
And your offense, my gosh, I think all except maybe the loss, that one loss, you guys scored double figures every game.
Yeah, I have never seen the sticks like this within my time here. And I'll give it once again. It's not new talent, same group of guys that's been the last 2 years. I think just a total culture change within the program, you know, mindset, and just having a squad that'll back you and believe in you. That's one thing. I think we're the most tight-knit we've ever been. Just the overall family atmosphere, I think, has just improved not only, you know, our pitching staff, but the hitting as well. And, like, you know, me as a pitcher, it's pretty easy to go out there and do my job, and I know, oh, if I give up a run, you know, the game's not over. Like, last year, we'd get in a hole and we wouldn't get out of it, but this year, you know, the sticks are hot. You know, we've got great coaching behind that. A lot better approaches, you know. But anyway, that offense is ridiculous, Rich. I'll tell you what, Carter Betts is—he's quite the player. He's gotten to the conference position player of the week awards the last 2 weeks that we've been playing ball, and you know, he's just—you can't get him out. You really can't. I don't know what he's hitting, but I think it's close to 500, which is insane.
Do you have some guys, and maybe including yourself? I haven't asked you what you want to do after your senior season, but you got a lot of guys who want to go after they're done with college. Would they like to try pro ball someplace?
You know, Rich, a lot of us, I think for the most part, have kind of accepted that this might be it. You know, me myself, if there's another opportunity past this, I'd be more than happy to take it. But you know, it's. For sure, we have connections with our new coaching staff, you know, with, I'd say, just how much baseball they've all played. You know, Jeff Christie, you know, a former UNL player, mm-hmm. Josh Rader, arguably the best relief pitcher in Nebraska history, Tanner Lubach, you know, anyway. But I know that they'd have connections that could probably help us go to the next level. But, you know, right now, that's something that I'm sure a lot of us have just kind of been, you know, putting under the rug and just focusing on what we got ahead, because, you know, right now what we got is pretty special. But I'm sure there's plenty of us who would, I mean, myself, I have another year of eligibility with, you know, an ACL tear, but, you know, that's you know, far in the future. So, you know, but past college, yeah, no, I'm sure there'd be a lot of guys chomping at the bit to go play, and I feel like we do have some talent that could potentially do so.
You'll graduate, and I guess could you maybe go after to your master's and then maybe play one more year? Is that maybe – that's an option, I guess, isn't it?
Yes. No, it totally is. And I'm actually getting my master's right now, Rich.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
So
your plan, your besides the injury, everything has been going pretty darn good for you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't be more blessed, you know, just with this opportunity. I didn't know if I was going to, you know, play this year with, you know, certain aspects kind of contradicting. And then, you know, we got to switch to the staff or the coaching staff. And, you know, I just saw this opportunity to continue my education, get the master's, And, you know, it's right where I need to be. And, yeah, I couldn't be more blessed. This is probably the most, you know, content and happy I've been, you know, at my time at Wesleyan. And, yeah, I'd say in my life. So, no, it's just what a great opportunity that's been presented in front of me. So,
and I know you got a lot of big series still to go here to wrap up March into April. But, hey, you know, it kind of gives you a 10-1 start thing. Hey, come conference tournament time, we could do well. And maybe this could be a postseason run for you maybe down the line.
I definitely see a postseason run in store for, you know, this squad if we stay knit and play our brand of baseball. And our brand of baseball is we're never out of the game. You know, Rich, I can think of when we really started that, you know, motto, I think we were playing our second game against Hamline University. We go up fourth, and all of a sudden we get punched in the teeth, and I think we give up like a 7 or an 8 spot. You know, it was just just some unfortunate, you know, barrels that were caught, a few errors that were really costly. But I'll tell you what, we're in the dugout. There's not a soul who's, you know, worried or thinks that, oh man, like, I don't know if we can get out of this. And we proceeded to win that game, but that was kind of a defining moment. It's just, you know, in years past, you know, with the dugout culture, you know, coaching culture, it's just kind of like, I mean, it is a second inning, but we would have thrown in the towel. This year, no. This whole squad is just so knit. And, you know, I think that just our brand of baseball like that, you can go look at a lot of our scores. A lot of our games have been, like, you know, don't say closely played, but, you know, 3-4-run ball games. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we're dogs. We don't give in. So I definitely see a, you know, conference tournament run. And, you know, depending, you know, on what happens with, you know, all the postseason stuff after that, yeah, well, you know, a College World Series run would be pretty cool. So, yeah. I definitely see that in cards.
Finally, that it was great to see your parents got a chance to come down and hang around with spring break, and I'm sure they try to get to as many games as possible, don't they?
Oh yeah, they do. No, they're my rock. I'll tell you what, you know, last year, granted, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with the next season, you know, if I was going to play or not, but they made it to a few away series in really eastern Iowa. You know, they. My dad's at, you know, every home game. You know, they came to our couple of our games in Texas over our spring break trip last year. But yeah, no, I think it's awesome that they're you know, able to do so, and they can get away from, you know, the flower shop and the insurance agency to come watch me play. No, it's what a blessing for sure. And I thought it was really cool they could come down to Florida, because that first year that we went down there, I had the torn ACL, and, you know, I wasn't playing, so obviously they didn't really get the. Or, you know, they didn't have much of a point to come down there if I wasn't going to be active. But no, they got to come down and, you know, get the full experience, you know, meet some of my good friends' parents, because they're all in the same spot, you know, staying in the same place. There's a lot of time at the field together. So, nah, very, very thankful they get to come watch me play ball still. So,